Back with us this morning from the Medical Nutritional Institute is Sister Valerie. Now, Sister Valerie, we've got to talk about what are the most effective ways to actually manage insulin resistance.
Because so many factors actually contribute to insulin resistance, the most effective way to deal with it is from a very holistic approach. So the first thing we look at is lifestyle, and lifestyle changes are very important. And this includes adapting the way we eat, making concerted effort just to move more and be more physically active, and to control our stress levels.
Makes perfect sense to me, because I'm looking at my life and I'm thinking, okay, I try to move, I try to keep a 60% veggie ratio. So maybe there's something else that I need to look at. Stress could be a problem. So what type of eating guidelines do you actually recommend for someone who could be insulin resistant, who like me sitting back auditing their life right now and thinking maybe I fall into this category?
So any food that affects your blood sugar is also going to affect your insulin level. So listeners can download our complimentary insulin-friendly eating plan or meal plan from the M&I website. And it's a carbohydrate-adjusted, protein-enriched meal plan. What's very important about it is that this is a moderate way of eating. It's very sustainable, and the whole family can actually follow the way of eating as well.
So when you say carbohydrate-adjusted, example of a typical meal?
For example, there's nothing that's actually forbidden in the CAPE meal plan.
Good one to remember. You also mentioned increased physical activity. So one has to go to gym or get in their 10,000 steps a day.
No, our muscles are loaded with insulin receptors, and physical activity is what actually turns them on and makes them more sensitive to insulin. That's why it's so very important. If you go to gym, that's great, but you'd be surprised at how much or how effective just simply moving can be. And that'll be making sure, for example, that you don't sit for more than 60 minutes at a time. Get up, move around. Every time you take a phone call, stand up, walk while you're taking the phone call. If there's stairs next to the escalator, take the stairs. Keep moving. That's what's going to make the difference.
Okay. And lastly, I've got to ask, what else can be done to improve our insulin resistance overall?
The Medical Nutritional Institute has developed Antagalin, a natural product that will help combat insulin resistance, one of the main causes of weight gain. You can find more information on Antagalin, our meal plan, and insulin resistance on the M&I website. That's minilifestyle.co.za.